the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. We've had a bit of a...
You can hear me.
Yeah, that's good. We had a bit of a little bit of stress, but we're calm now.
Yeah.
Now, you've changed the date. You've changed the date of the June council meeting. Now, Robert's going to be really excited about this, so he needs to change it in his diary.
Indeed, yep. And change it on his fridge as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we normally meet on the third Monday of each month, which would normally be Monday the 21st of June. The council has shifted it to Thursday the 24th of June, same time, 6 p.m. And the reason for that is that the Mayor and I will be in Canberra for that early that week at the Local Government Association National General Assembly, which is up to 550 councils from across Australia coming together to debate matters and advocate to the federal government for things that are important across local government and across our communities that we all serve, whether they're in metropolitan areas or regional cities or very rural and remote locations. So we'll be up in Canberra for the first part of that week. So just note the date changed to the 24th of June, Thursday night.
Okay. Yeah, gee, that's like a big amount of people up there for this gig, mate. Huge logistically.
It is. Yeah, it didn't happen last year, obviously, through COVID, and who knows what might happen this year with things happening the way they are right now. But, it's an annual event, and it's pretty important that local government's voice is heard at a federal level.
Yeah. Well, talking of events unfolding, the COVID-19 update for Bendigo.
Yeah, I've had, obviously, two sites identified, the Axdale Tavern and Harefolk, one's at Tier 1 and one's at Tier 2. People have responded really positively to that and gone and got tested. It's played out in the media today. So we want people that might have been exposed to go and get tested and quarantine until they're obviously negative. And not aware of any cases in Bendigo right now, so that's a good thing. We'll wait and see what comes out of today's announcements. It's the testing that's happened and results overnight, but it's important that we don't become complacent about these things and we continue to follow the rules that we've had put in place all over last year and the protocols about making sure we do the right thing and use our apps to scan in whenever we go somewhere and make sure that we're obeying the rules, basically. So, and vaccinations are open, and that vaccination centre up in Mollison Street's open, so I encourage people to get up there and get vaccinated.
Yeah, from 10 to 5... during the week, each day.
7 days a week, I think it is.
Is it? Oh, good. That's good. And
I think I read 7 days a week.
And everyone else is adding extra dates too. You've approved your artists for the new public artwork.
Yeah, Drew Berwick and Troy Firebrace, who are both Dja Dja Wrung people, are going to deliver a significant technology-based arts project in Greater Bendigo from Bath Lane. So where Oscar's Walk is, which is, the fountain... Fountain Court / Bendigo Adelaide Bank area, through to the Telstra building down in Short Street. The Dja Dja Wrung identifies six seasons, not four seasons, in a year, and so this is about telling the story about that six seasons through light-based artworks, projections, illuminated work, and an augmented reality experience. So really interested to learn more about this and understand how it unfolds. Yep. Over the next 6 months as it's put in place, and it'll really help our community understand more about the Dja Dja Wrung people.
Yeah, no, fascinating stuff. And works improving parking along High Street in Heathcote?
Yeah, I reckon the longest main street in any town. It's a big, long street, Heathcote, but it's got a lot of... It's really busy, and we've gone out there and going to make some improvements to car parking, particularly around the Barrack Reserve area. So that's happening right now, making sure there's good spacing amongst car spaces and... improving the infrastructure that sits below the car parks, making sure that everyone can enter and exit in a safe way. So that's happening at the moment and will be completed by Friday the 4th of June, which is Friday week.
Terrific stuff. All right, Craig, always good to catch up, and we shall do so again next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
And same phone.
Yes, indeed. Good on you. Thanks very much, Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo.